It's time for another edition of Why Are You Awake? This week we have comedian Saku Yanagawa, all the way from Japan. This is a fun episode. You guys will enjoy it. Make sure you follow Saku online. Follow me online at Paul Farivar on Instagram. You could be listening to this wherever you're listening to it, or you could just go watch it on my YouTube page, which is youtube.com/PaulFComedy. You can watch the full episode there. Subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to my page on YouTube. If you're listening to this, give us a like, share, tell your friends about it. Go to my website, paulfcomedy.com, for my upcoming dates in your town, and also check out our sponsors.
Hey gang, as some of you know, I used to be a practicing lawyer in Chicago. I no longer practice, but from time to time, I need a lawyer. And when I need a lawyer, I call my friend Scott Shapiro. Scott Shapiro has been practicing law for over 25 years in Chicago. He does it all. From workers' compensation to personal injury, employment issues, and even entertainment law and contract needs. If you need a lawyer, call my friend Scott, 312-648-8800. That's 312-648-8800. Or you can email him at scott@scottshapirolegal.com. Tell him I sent you. You're welcome.
Hey, welcome. Why are you awake, heads? Why, I don't know. We don't have a name for it yet. Thank you for listening or watching the podcast. This week we have comedian Saku Yanagawa. Saku.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm still awake.
Why are you awake?
Because it's 9 p.m., right? So,
well, yeah. Don't tell them that. We're telling them it's 2 in the morning.
Okay.
You just ruined the whole podcast. What the fuck?
That time difference, right?
Yeah. Well done. Saku, I don't know if you remember when I met you, but I'll tell you how I remember you.
Yeah.
You came to Chicago. Uh-huh. This is before you moved here. You were just doing a set at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
In addition to you, you brought 3 cameramen. They were doing a special about your doing comedy. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I slightly remember. They did a drone.
Yes. There was a drone camera.
Yeah.
Which I thought was insane. I was like, who is this guy? And then you did a set and you did okay. I was like, oh, he's not that funny.
Yeah. That was my English homework.
That was your homework?
Yeah, with camera. 3 cameras.
What were you filming? I think you were interviewing some of the comedians afterwards to ask them.
Yeah.
What was that? What were you? Was that actually for like a special or something?
That was part of a Japanese documentary.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, so
it was before COVID.
Way before COVID.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so way before I learned English.
Yeah. Well. You couldn't communicate with us.
Yeah.
And the crowd had a hard time understanding you as well.
Yeah, I should have given them dictionary.
Did you also do jokes in Japanese that night too?
No.
Okay. I thought you did.
Oh, wow.
So Saku, you have such a crazy background. I know a lot about you because I've interviewed you on other shit before.
Uh-huh.
You played baseball in Japan.
Yeah, in a national team actually. So I almost became a professional Japanese baseball player.
What happened?
Just gave up.
Were you?
I didn't want to hustle because I had an injury for my elbow.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, yeah, bye.
And Japan is, for those who don't know, they're pretty good at baseball.
Yeah, especially recently. I mean, you know, I am Ichiro kid, Ichiro.
Yeah,
like
Ichiro is a famous player from Japan.
Yeah, he's a legend.
Is he what got you into baseball?
Kind of. Like, I mean, my dad is a baseball coach.
Okay.
And he was so strict that, you know, so when I turned 3 years old, he built a batting cage in my house.
Wow.
And I had to practice with my dad every day.
Oh, so it's like he was grooming you to become a baseball player.
Kind of, yeah.
Did he not care about grades?
Well, he's typical Asian dad.
Right.
He's a school teacher as well. So
was it, were your grades good?
Well, yeah.
in Japan, are there bad students? Like, I just feel like everyone's like
honestly,
pretty...
When I was in Japan, I thought there's so many bad students. But after I moved to the States, I realized they're really great.
Yeah.
I mean, no one uses a smartphone during a class. No one have chewing gum in the class. Everyone is quiet, basically.
Okay.
But yeah.
But that doesn't make you a smart student. That just makes you obedient.
Well, yeah, but
that's like, were you an A student? Do they go by A's, B's, C's there? What is
it? Yeah, honestly, I went to a top school in junior and high school because I moved to Tokyo when I was 12 years old by myself. Then I focused on baseball and studying. So
wait, you went to a school when you were 12 by yourself?
Yeah, I was in
away from your family.
Yeah,
for baseball and
studying.
Okay, so how many people were in this school?
350 per, I don't know, like 1 year, like 350 people.
350 in a class.
Yeah.
And they all played baseball or no?
No. Okay. All the boys, but I think 30 people play baseball, 30 kids.
Did any of them end up being good besides you?
No, actually, they moved to Tokyo University. It's just like Harvard, and they played over there.
They played at Harvard, or they played at Tokyo, but they didn't go beyond that.
No.
Okay. Okay, so you were at school in Tokyo, or did you go to Tokyo University?
No, actually, I went to Osaka University.
Why? Is that the Pittsburgh? What's such a shitty school?
Yeah, Penn State.
Penn State. So you went to Osaka University. Oh, sorry. So you went to Osaka University. Mm-hmm. You're playing baseball there, right?
Actually, just 6 months, and I quit.
So, okay. Yeah. That's when you quit baseball for good?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a local university. It's not like a Division A.
Okay.
So
it's like community college level.
In terms of baseball.
Okay.
So I thought if I had a hustle, no one could pay attention.
It's not going to get you anywhere.
Yeah. So
what did you do after that?
But my major is music and theater at that time.
Okay.
So I wanted to do something like, you know, creative on stage. Then first I went to actually Germany to play like theater.
Okay.
Like Bertolt Brecht.
Yeah.
I thought that was fun.
Bertolt Brecht, yeah.
Yeah.
I got you. I got it. So did you go back to baseball again ever?
No, just a hobby.
Okay.
With you.
We played
baseball. I still remember you did a triple play in Comedian Softball game.
I'm glad you brought that up. Were you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a part of runner.
Oh.
No.
I got you out.
No, you were like shortstop. I was a third baseman.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So we're so the same team.
You were there.
Yeah.
I got traded. I don't know if you remember that, but it was a tie game. Someone new came to the game. They're like, we're going to trade Paul. And I hit a single, double, triple. I needed a home run to go for the cycle at that point. It was one of the best days of my life. And then to win the game at the end, I caught the ball, and then I touched second base, and I got the person out on first.
Yeah.
Triple play to end the game.
Yeah.
I was MVP.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Over you.
Yeah, for sure.
I've never played professional baseball.
But I still remember, like, after that game, we had the same show at the Laugh Factory.
Oh, yeah.
You look so happy still.
It was the best time. I mean, I played tennis in high school. We won state and everything. But, like, that was, like, one of the top sports moments of my life.
I'm glad we shared it, you know, yeah, same you experience.
I caught one of your outfield. I was in the outfield for one time. But you hit a... I was way out there, and I got you out, too. I remember that. But that was a different game. But anyway, yeah, we're basically the same. Basically the same thing of baseball. So let's go back to your journey. So you went to Germany. How long were you in Germany?
You know, 5 weeks or something like that.
Yeah. Didn't work out. Why did you leave?
I mean, I did I just attended the theater festival. Then I was part of actor. Then that was so fun. So I went back to Japan, but I didn't know what to do. Then I was watching a Japanese TV about Japanese stand-up comedian who's performing in New York for 20 years.
Okay.
And I thought he was cool. I didn't know what stand-up was. Rio.
Okay.
He was on the Last Comic Standing
in
2006 or something like that.
Okay.
And I thought he was cool. So I flew to New York next day, skipping class. So that was how I got into
comedy. What did you do in New York? You just went to watch or?
No, I just went to two open mics in a Broadway comedy club.
It's really?
A basement.
Yeah, I know Broadway comedy. Right? And you just did comedy?
Yeah.
What did you do? You didn't write anything.
I wrote jokes in the plane. That's my first English joke.
How did it go?
I kind of Hiroshima'd.
Hiroshima?
I bombed. But honestly, it was not a huge bomb. Because I was the first comedian on that open mic. Mm-hmm. So people are like, who the fuck is
what is this? Yeah.
Yeah. Then, yeah, they tried to listen to me at least because my English was poor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, yeah, they gave me like a applause at least, like gentle applause.
Yeah.
Then luckily there was a visiting comedian from Chicago. Then she introduced me the Second City open mic on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like next day. So I flew to Chicago next day.
Wow.
Then I fell in love with Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
And then when did you come back to Chicago? How long were you in Chicago when you flew in?
So the first time, it was 2013. I stayed 3 weeks after.
Okay.
Then I went back.
And what
to
were you day. Doing in those 3 weeks? Just going to open mics?
And yeah, stuff? And I watched so many shows, even like Shakespeare shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was fun. You know, I loved Chicago.
And you were doing open mics every night?
At least like 5 days a week. Yeah, then that was fun. Because there's no open mic culture back in Japan.
Sure.
So I thought, wow, even amateur can get on stage time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. So you just kept doing open mics. This is 2013?
Yeah.
I don't remember you in 2013. You didn't
because you were not an open mic.
No, I was 2013. I was doing
open hosting, yeah, right?
Yeah, I was hosting it. I had a mic in, I think it was 2011 to 2013. We had 2.5 Persians.
That's cool.
That was one mic. I don't remember you there, though. But maybe you came and I wasn't there. But so you go back to, after 3 weeks, you go back to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you do there?
So
did you tell your parents? You're like, I'm not doing, what's going on in your life personally at this point?
Yeah, but first of all, my parents didn't know what stand-up comedy was at all.
Sure. It's not very popular in Japan. No,
but I thought, you know, being a great stand-up comedian means being a good writer and a good actor.
Then okay.
My father wanted me to be a writer because my great-grandpa and grandpa was a writer. And he... My dad.
Writers in Japan? What did he write?
Just
textbooks?
And a novel.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he
oh,
did.
Wow.
He did.
So he's creative. Yeah, and so a it's in your blood. Okay.
Yeah, so that's why...
So he wanted you to go. He was supportive of your
creative. Yeah, I kind of lied. Yeah, right. I just will be the writer.
Okay.
He said, oh, yeah, go ahead. And then, yeah... He, yeah. Also, no matter what he says, I didn't give a fuck, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have brothers or sisters?
I have 3 sisters. I'm the youngest.
And are they all, what do they do?
Are I mean, yeah, they successful? Are successful, yeah. So.
What do they do, like work-wise?
Professor and medical doctor and runs the company. So horrible, horrible. I hate them.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So how long is it after you, 2013, what do you do after that? You go to Japan. How long are you in Japan?
Actually, I had to write the thesis, like final thesis to graduate from college.
Osaka
University. Osaka University. Then I graduated in 2016. But I came to Chicago and I came to a lot of places in the States to do like open mics.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at that time I was dating a girl from Texas. So
American girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she was exchange student in my college in Osaka.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. So
was she Japanese though?
No, she's a most American girl I've ever seen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
She doesn't eat fish.
I don't know. Not eating fish is an American thing?
I mean, she doesn't care about sushi.
Oh, I get it. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
So during those 3 years, are you doing open... You're not doing open mics?
I did open mic and I did...
Where?
I
when you went back to Japan or when you came back here, you mean?
After I mean,
you
did your both. Thesis? I mean, in Chicago, I did some open mics. I still remember like Shakers on Clock.
Oh, yeah. Shakers. Yeah.
I was a regular there.
Really? That was a hard room.
Definitely. Yeah. So that's why my heart became stronger.
Yeah.
And then,
take a bomb.
Yeah. Then I went back to Japan and I started doing stand-up comedy in Japanese.
At
that time, I was
going to... Where were they doing shows there?
Well, that's why I produced a show.
Okay.
Then I... got the audience and I did it in Japanese.
And it was just you or were there other people doing stand-up?
Only me. Yeah, that's why I sometimes did character shows.
Okay.
Like combined together.
So you would do it and then there'd be other
mm-hmm.
Actors or okay.
Also like I did a one-man show. Like I played a character like
oh, you did the characters.
Yeah.
But were there other other forms of entertainment, or was it just your...
Just me. But luckily, many people showed up. So
why? How did you have a crowd?
I don't know. Like, some people knew me from baseball.
Okay.
Some people knew me from school because I was the only Japanese guy who was wearing like pink tight shirt.
Oh yeah,
in the okay. class.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. So
you were looking for attention. So what? So you come back to Chicago 2016. Is that when you started doing the filming with the drone and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the idea for that? You were just like,
because actually at that time Japanese TV asked me to get some video so that they can pitch for the, you know, documentary.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So that's why I had to film it. And I felt so sorry. I didn't want to bother other comedians.
You didn't bother us. We're just like, what the hell is this? Yeah. But it was a big production. I mean, you had a lot of cameras. And were they paying for all that? The
Yeah. I mean, Japanese TV company paid it.
They paid it. Oh, wow. Good.
So then luckily, in 2020, middle pandemic, it was aired.
Okay.
So then, yeah.
It got a following there? People followed
yeah,
it a little
of.
Bit?
Yeah, just yeah, four people. Fine.
In Japan, are there people that are up late? Or is it like people... How does it work there? I don't know. I'm being serious.
Okay, honestly, compared to America, we stay up late, I guess.
I've seen video and there's movies that they show Japan and it's like this... It's Tokyo is like... It's just... it's always... Everything's open.
Yeah.
It's like New York.
Yeah. Oh, I think like... Many bars are 24 hours.
Okay.
Then you can eat. I've never heard of the word kitchen closed.
It was always open.
Open, and you can get fresh food
how
for
do they,
24 hours.
How does that work? How are they allowed to, not how are they allowed to do it, but how can they stay open? Like, is it just because they don't care if they're losing money, or is it easier to have a business that's 24 hours there? Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The reason why these places all close now after COVID is like there was restaurants that were open till 12. Now they're closing at 10, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't have people to work for them.
Minimum wage is not even high, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's easier
that's
to
also
get...
a reason, I guess. Also, people stay up late, and especially in the, like, I don't know, like Times Square area in Japan,
mm-hmm.
they go to like alcohol place, like
late
the bars
night.
Or like diners so much.
Yeah. Did you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why, actually, I went back to Japan last month. Then I gained 20 pounds in 3 weeks.
Just from eating?
Yeah, and drinking. Yeah, because we can access any alcohol for 24 hours.
Right.
So I kept drinking. I kept eating.
You just gained weight.
Yeah.
Was it? So what did you do when you'd stay up late when you lived in Japan? Like, what do you do late at night? Other than drinking and eating, are you like creative? Are you doing fun shit? Or what do you guys do and your friends do?
Honestly, karaoke is really
karaoke's
yeah,
big,
nice
yeah.
stuff. Because do you know karaoke came from Japanese word?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because
I didn't know. I mean, I know all about how popular karaoke is.
It means yeah. empty orchestra.
Okay.
Then we go to karaoke and
empty orchestra.
Yeah. Because in America, like karaoke is held like. Public place, right?
Right?
People have to sing in front of random people, like strangers.
Yeah.
In Japan, we basically rent
a
box.
Room.
Yeah, yeah, room. Yeah, then we sing with
to your
friends.
Yeah.
yeah. So we get naked and we get wild. Yeah.
What do you do when you say wild? What do you mean?
Well, like just, you know.
Sex?
No,
in these
just,
rooms?
Just,
you know. Orgies?
Just have a party.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't do beer pong. We just do the... Kiss the nipple.
Kiss the nipple?
Only with guys, actually. Then, yeah, we just kiss the nipple.
If you lose,
yeah.
is that the win?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a lose.
How do you lose to play the game?
The second loser have to kiss the first loser.
How do they lose?
Like, for example, like we play the card.
Okay.
Then
card games.
Yeah.
It's not based on your performance doing karaoke.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to kiss your friend's nipple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, like I went to Korean karaoke room in Chicago
yeah.
with my boys, came all the way from Japan. And I don't remember anything, but in the morning, I woke up one of them's hotel room and I went to the bathroom. They realized that I guess 20 hickeys in my body.
From your friends?
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty homosexual-ish.
Well, no homophobic culture.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good, right? It's We're progressive. Yeah.
Progressive. That's good. That's good for your country. Now, are you still staying up late now?
Yeah.
What's your schedule like these days with comedy?
Honestly, I don't want to sleep more than 3 hours.
You know, you don't need more than 3 hours of sleep?
No. If I keep closing my eyes for more than 3 hours, I feel so scared.
Maybe that's why Japan has 24-hour. You guys don't need sleep.
Yeah.
Is it like that with all of your friends and family?
I think, yeah. For example, like in my generation.
That sounds racist to say, but I'm going to say it. I don't care. In your generation, go ahead.
Still, like when we enter the company as an employee, probably we have to start working from like, I don't know, 8 a.m. till... 2 a.m. sometimes.
Did you work a job like that?
I didn't.
You never worked?
I was lazy. So yeah, that's why okay. I became a comedian.
You never
right?
had to work a job like
no,
that?
No. Okay. I don't want to go to office.
So you, so what do you do now mm-hmm. when you get your 3 hours? What are you doing with your time? After a show, let's say. Let's say you did a show. Show ends at 10 o'clock. What do you do?
Honestly, I prepare for next day's like meal.
Okay.
For example, like today, probably after this, I go back and I have a lamb.
A lamb?
Lamb. Like a the sheep.
I know what a lamb is. Okay.
Lamb, right?
You have one?
Yeah. Then I probably marinate.
So you cook?
Yeah.
That's
for tomorrow, yeah. Before I go to bed, I wanna feel tomorrow's meal is gonna be great.
Okay, so that's important to you. You prepare for the next day.
Before I sleep. Okay. Yeah.
And you're just preparing meals?
Yeah, and I read a book. I watch the movie.
Okay.
And in my case, actually, I sometimes have a business meeting with Japanese
TV or Japanese people. That's true.
It's because time difference, it's like midnight usually.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So what's the hour difference?
14.
14 hours. So right now they're 14 hours ahead?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you can just talk to your friends when you can't
easily.
Sleep.
Easily. Yeah. Also, like, I have to talk to my wife and daughter. Yeah.
I forget that you have a wife and family at home. That's fun.
Yeah.
Do you do anything creative late at night? Like, are you writing or editing your video?
Especially, like, I want to ask you, too, like, when you write jokes or when you write, especially, like, a book or something, You want to be alone, right? You don't want to be surrounded by like awake people,
right? I do everything alone, right? I like to be. This whole show is about being late. I like that it's alone. You're not being bothered. No one's calling you because they're all asleep.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of positives about being up late.
That's true.
Yeah, I think so. But you miss out on stuff too. I think in Chicago or in America, the culture is favored to people who are awake early, right?
Yeah.
Everything opens early. Everything closes early. So we're screwed if you're a late night person. There's nothing open.
What is a like proverb? Like early bird gets something like that.
What's that?
Early birds gets something.
Early bird gets the worm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do have the same one. That was so stupid, I guess. Yeah.
That they encourage people to wake up early, but you could do a lot of stuff late at night. But yeah, they say you're not supposed to eat late, but you gain weight. Do you eat when you do after a show? Do you go out and eat? Or no?
I try not to eat because I turned 31 and finally got reflux, acid reflux.
Oh yeah,
that's tough. Especially I ain't got no health insurance in this
in the
country.
US, yeah.
So only thing I can do is go to Walgreens and get a lot of Tums, Pepto Bismol.
It's also diet too. You can change your diet a little
bit. That's true.
Or
that's...
just don't drink as much maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, so I stopped drinking.
You stopped drinking?
Kind
of. You're drinking water.
This is my day two.
Day two of drinking.
Yeah.
That doesn't count as stopping to drink. Are you in Japan?
Mm-hmm.
People that stay up late, other than going to karaoke,
mm-hmm.
the restaurants are all open.
Yeah.
Most of them or all
I
of
mean,
them?
I think I would say 40% at least in Tokyo.
Okay. What about like other things to do? Are like museums and shit open late or no?
No, museum, post office, police station closed. I mean, police station is 24 hours.
Right.
But convenience store, like...
police station closed at 5. Don't do any... Okay, we're closed now. Don't do any crime. Okay. But go ahead. What were you saying? The
other by the way, crime didn't happen. You can sleep on the street after you get fucked up in 2 a.m.
They don't care.
No, I mean, no one harass you.
Really?
If you drop your wallet in Japan, you'll be able to get it back with money 100%.
Really?
Yep. As long as I don't pick up.
Is this a joke you're working out?
No.
Okay. So what were you saying? So what closes? The public places are all closed at 5 o'clock?
Yeah. But
5 o'clock or?
5, later? Yeah. Okay. 9 to 5.
9 to 5. Okay.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. For example, the gym, 24 hours.
All gyms?
No. I mean, like no instruct gym without instructors.
Yeah.
Open 24 hours. And yeah, you can... Definitely. The Japanese 7-Eleven is really amazing.
Why?
You can get fresh food.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh fried sushi. Chicken. Yeah, honestly.
You get sushi here at 7-Eleven too, but it's not good.
Way different. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, 7-Eleven is 24 hours.
What are the, other than you said the kitchens, you always see the kitchen closed out. What are the other things that you've noticed that are different in America for people that are late night? Like what, I mean, your bars obviously are open 24 hours. When your friends came here, you guys, what did you get? You had to go to a hotel because everything was closed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you got all your hickeys.
That's true. Also, like obviously at late night, there's so many drunk people everywhere. Even in Japan, there's so many drunk people.
Right.
But the way of being drunk is completely different from Japan and America.
How?
We just get happy. We just get funnier.
Not angry. Like,
yeah. No, I've never...
No fights?
I've never seen bar fight before I came to America.
Really?
No.
Never.
Bar fight? Never.
What is the crime that happens in Tokyo? What's the biggest crime there? It's all like money laundering? Pickpockets? Okay.
Pickpocket, but I've never experienced, honestly. Probably, I don't know, hate speech? Okay. Hate crime?
What are the hate crimes?
I don't know. For other Asians.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think so. Well, what is most... Because, like, for example, there's no gun violence.
Yeah.
In Japan. Only Yakuza does gun violence, but right. We use knives.
Yeah.
So some people, you know, got stabbed, but not so often compared to the States.
And you said that you have a joke about Yakuza with the tattoos. Is that true? And people don't have tattoos there?
No.
So they don't have tattoo parlors when you get drunk that are in America. The one thing that's open 24 hours sometimes is a tattoo place.
Yeah. That's why there are so many people have drunk tattoo stories.
Right.
That, but that's not I want to have one.
You want to get one?
Yeah.
Why don't you get one?
Yeah, let's take me.
I'll take you. I have a bunch of tattoos. I'll take you. What are you going to get a tattoo of?
I don't know. Like
microphone? Baseball bat?
That's horrible.
I don't know what you want. Your daughter? Picture of your daughter?
Definitely not. Yeah, but yeah.
What would you get a tattoo of? You have to think about it. Or Chicago flag.
Yeah, kind of. That's basic. Really cool. Yeah, basic, right? Like four stars.
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah. Oh, you get it on your chest?
Hickey, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That'd be like four hickeys.
Yeah.
Now that you're in Chicago, we were talking about you're preparing your lamb tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are you you watching your movies? Do you ever like go out after the shows too with all the other comedians?
Honestly,
or no?
I love it.
Because I don't go out, so I don't know what I miss.
But no one invites me.
So no one invites you?
No one invites me.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't go, so I'm not in. It's not because me. I'll always get food with you if you want to get food. That's what I do.
Yeah,
but I go get food. Yeah, yeah, I'll do that. So what?
I can eat everything, yeah.
Are people still mad at you because you gave everyone COVID at that Christmas party 2 years ago?
I'm not the one. We gave Shinsuke Nakamura the COVID.
Oh, that's right. So he's a famous wrestler.
Wrestler, yeah.
He was at the party.
Yeah, I brought him to the party.
I remember seeing him there.
I still remember the reason. There is no bar opened at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because of COVID also.
Yeah.
Chicago's bar closed.
That really was during early. COVID. This is 2021, December of 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a Christmas party in Chicago at the world famous Laugh Factory that allegedly gave everybody COVID. And they're saying it all started with you or your friend, the wrestler.
Honestly,
guy.
I got COVID, you know, from
that
party.
That party.
Yeah, right.
Well, they started saying I gave everyone COVID that from that party, but that's, we did the trace back.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So
I was hosting a show there. But yeah.
Oh, really? Basically, the night before, we comedians gave WWE star the COVID. Then he canceled it.
Oh, he had to cancel?
Yeah. I didn't tell him. Like, we gave him COVID.
Well, now he knows. Yeah. He can't speak English.
Yeah.
He can't speak English?
He speaks. So he understands. So.
So he will see this and he'll know that you... there's no way of proving who gave who. So I don't know if that's true.
It was kind of obvious, though.
Why do you say it's obvious?
Because at that time, there are 300 comedians in the party.
Yeah.
Then I think 200
But everyone took a picture with him.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, that's how I knew he was there, was everyone was taking pictures of him. So if he had it, he could have given it to everybody.
Okay, let's
hope. They test those guys all the time back then. So... I don't know which story pans out. So what are the places you've gone to late night in Chicago? Have you gone to any places that are your favorite than the karaoke place?
Well, actually, I love to go to Sidetrack, the gay bar in Boys Town.
Oh, Sidetracks. Sidetracks. Yeah.
That's the Musical Mondays.
You like it?
Yeah. And actually, I have a favorite event every single day in the late night.
Okay.
Monday, Sidetracks, Musical Monday.
What is the music they play there?
Like musical means like a, you know.
Oh, musicals.
Musical, yeah.
You like musicals?
Do you
know all the lyrics of those?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then, but they have unique, I don't know how to say, like a chorus.
Okay.
So that's why.
You know all the choruses.
Yeah.
What's your favorite musical?
That's a good question. Honestly, I like George Gershwin. So
George Gershwin?
Yeah, so
wow.
I like Crazy for You. Yeah, I'm a jazz man.
Is it a karaoke musical or just
play the clips of music, okay. Musical, and they sing it to the screen.
Sing it too.
Yeah.
Do people come and hit on you there, or is it not, they don't bother you?
Sometimes, yeah.
And any luck?
No yet.
Okay.
Let's hope.
One day.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your Tuesday?
Green Mill.
Green Mill Tuesday jazz?
Yeah, jazz and blues swing. Night? Yeah, swing night.
Okay.
Then Wednesday, I don't know, I sometimes go to baseball game in like suburb, Chicago Hot Dogs. Dogs. Then after that, I enjoy the Bar Louie around Rosemont.
The Rosemont area. Yeah.
That's fun, right?
Okay. Then
Thursday, I don't know. Wrigleyville. Like there's so many.
You just go to the bars.
Club. Yeah, Old Crow, like a good barbecue place.
Okay.
Yeah. And Cubby Bear.
Cubby Bear, yeah.
That's your place.
Hometown. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Then Friday, Saturday, I mean Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
Laugh Factory, the Muse next to the club.
The club, the bar there.
Yeah, then Drum Shop.
Drum Shop's on the street. Yeah.
So
you have your whole week planned out.
Yeah, definitely.
How are you surviving? How do you afford this rock and roll lifestyle of yours?
Just write so many articles and books in Japanese.
You?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Honestly, I've been writing a Lonely Planet stuff, I don't know how to say, like guidebook about Chicago in Japanese for Japanese people.
And then they just pay you for it.
Yeah.
So you can go to Sidetracks, write about it, and then you're getting paid to
I'll publish a book about Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Then they give me
money.
Money, yeah. So
can I publish a book and give
it
to
them? Yeah, you can do
it. Can I just write it and then you translate it?
Honestly, I can do it. I'm down for it. Yeah, let's make a great book. Yeah.
How much does it pay for a good book?
Honestly, one book, once we publish...
$7,000. Wow. And so, then you get money on the back end if it sells well?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good though.
Hell yeah. Let's do it. I can write about something. Why don't we do a book about late night in Chicago? Things to do in late night.
That's amazing. Yeah. But people in Japan don't know much about Chicago. So even before late night.
They're like every night is late night. They don't have that situation. Okay. Well, then they need to be able to be prepared when they come here. If you're a late night person, just remember it's not 24 hours. We have a minimum wage here. We don't have slave labor.
We have to say that. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do this book.
Yeah, definitely.
Hell yeah.
I'm down. Yeah.
All right. Well, Saku, we are out of time. Where can people find out more about your adventures? You should do a blog about your days in Chicago, just in English.
That's amazing.
A short blog every fucking day. Like tonight I did this. Make it funny. Even if you write it in English, if it's like you write it like you speak it, people are going to follow it.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Or TikTok. I don't know.
I do. Yeah. Okay. So, but you can find me on Instagram, Saku Yanagawa. Sounds like Hakuna Matata. Saku Yanagawa.
Okay.
Then, yeah, you can follow me. And, yeah.
Are you everything on TikTok?
I'm on TikTok, Saku Yanagawa as well.
Okay.
Saku Yanagawa, SakuYanagawa.
Okay, fair enough. Saku, thank you for doing the podcast.
Thank
I
you
really
so much
appreciate
for having
it.
Me. Thank you.
Thank you all for watching or listening to another edition of Why Are You Awake? Go to sleep.